is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. This is where I'm going to be for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. NFL Combine took place over the weekend. We got guys who threw. We got guys who did not throw. We got NFL players who are getting cut. We got guys like T. Higgins who have been tagged. The Phoenix Suns continue to stink the joint up in the NBA. The Los Angeles Lakers continue to rise. We got a lot to get into here. Oh, the Commanders made a trade for Deebo Samuel. There's just a lot to discuss. Anyway, you want to be a part of the show? Easy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got some guests who are going to join us. It's already March 3rd. Spring training is underway. We're going to be joined by two-time World Series champ with the Red Sox and the Yankees. Johnny Damon is going to come through and join us later on in the show to talk about all the craziness going on in the NBA, how hot the Lakers look with Luka, how bad the Suns look with, well, Durant and Beal and Booker. Justin Termini will be here from NBA Today. And then how about this next hour to kind of put a bow on everything we saw over the weekend and what we might see coming in the NFL over the next weeks between now and the draft? Jeff Howe is going to join us, covers all things NFL for The Athletic. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the place on social media. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you got one. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Before we get into this football that we saw over the weekend, or whatever the hell you want to call it, an exhibition of strength and speed and, I guess, a little bit of football skill, I have to ask our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Ryan, how are you, man? Did you have a good weekend?
I did, yeah. Well, outside of the fact that it was like a spring day on Saturday, and then all of a sudden winter was here by about 7 hours later.
Oh, damn.
Other than that precipitous drop in temperature, it was a good weekend, fun weekend.
You didn't get caught outside in the 70 degrees to, I don't know, 20 degrees? You didn't get caught outside?
Oh, I did. And oh, that's a big reason for the complaint.
Oh, boy. Well, were you dressed appropriately? Were you prepared?
Somewhat. I kind of hedged my bet a little bit where I kind of dressed, no, okay, the temperature's going to drop a little bit, sweatshirt, and I did like a little vest over it.
Okay.
And I thought that would be enough. And then when the real feels like in the teens, it was, when the wind whipping, it was definitely not enough.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you made it.
Did survive.
No sickness. You didn't get stuck outside, no hypothermia, none of that. Okay, so that's a plus. That's a plus. It's good to be back here on a Monday. Last time I sat here, it was February. Now today is Monday, March 3rd. And the NFL Combine, as I mentioned, it is coming past. I spoke to some of my buddies out in Indianapolis, I should say, for the Combine. And they were telling me how freezing cold it was outside. And we know inside, we had a bunch of prospects who were trying to, you know, heat up their own draft prospects as they try to jump up over the board. And I got into this last week. The NFL Combine isn't what it used to be. When you got the guys at the top of the totem pole and there's really nothing else for them to gain, we don't got guys sitting around saying, oh, I'm Shador Sanders, I'm going to, you know, show off my arm strength. It's to the detriment. We don't have the stars out there running around. So we'll get into the NFL Combine in a little bit. I do want to get into some news that's, I guess you can consider it breaking news, because it came down the pipe earlier today, and it involves the Cincinnati Bengals. The team that went 9-8 last year had Joe Burrow as an MVP candidate. This man threw the ball all over the place. The defense stunk. And they're trying to figure out all these contractual scenarios with T. Higgins and Jamar Chase and Trey Hendrickson. I mean, damn it, they cut their starting guard today. One of them, Alex Kappa, you might remember him. He was in that Super Bowl helping to protect Tom Brady, then went over to the Bengals to help protect Joe Burrow. Well, they just dumped him. Welcome to the NFL. I mean, Darius Slay got dumped today, too. We'll get into that. This is that time of year. It's time to cut some dead weight. It's trying to make some room to make some money. And if you have the Bengals and you've been screaming up and down for the past several weeks about how you want to keep the core together, well, today's the day to go ahead and do so. The Bengals decided to go out there and cut the fat. And in doing so, they're starting to make some room for a guy like T. Higgins, who they decided to slap with the franchise tag again. This is the news that broke earlier today, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We've got some breaking news out of the NFL, where the Cincinnati Bengals have placed the franchise tag on T. Higgins for the second straight season. The Cincy wideout confirmed the news with a tweet that simply says, quote, tag, end quote. Nice and simple. Higgins is coming off of an impressive year, 73 catches for 911 yards and 10 touchdowns, despite missing five games. Now, under the franchise tag, he's set to make $26.2 million next season. The Bengals will now have until mid-July to work out an extension with T. Higgins before that tag becomes official.
And they have to work out a long-term deal with Ja'Marr Chase. And they have to work out a deal with Trey Hendrickson. And they're already paying their starting quarterback $55 million. And we all know the Cincinnati Bengals, as recently as last week, we were reminded by the NFL Players Association, the Bengals are cheap as hell. But they keep telling everybody that they're going to work this out, that they're going to sign all of their top talents in order to continue to be competitive. Duke Tobin, just over the weekend at the combine, he says, of course we want T. Higgins here, and not just for one season on a tag. We want him here for a very long time.
Our preference with T. Higgins is to do a long-term agreement. Always has been. It continues to be, and we'll work hard to get that done.
Listen, I think anybody that's lived a little bit of life, I think anybody that's lived long enough, you certainly understand that you could want something. That doesn't mean it's always going to happen. You could desire something. That doesn't mean that it's always going to end up in your lap. You can want something, and it doesn't mean that you will ever have it. For right now, today, we know that the Cincinnati Bengals have one more year of T. Higgins. That's what we got right now. And if you go by Duke Tobin, if you go by their starting quarterback, Joe Burrow, I mean, he said this at the end of the season. He says, you know what? We going to keep Ja'Marr, of course. Yeah. We done tagged a T last year, and we got to keep him into the future. This is what their starting quarterback said. They're paying him a lot of money.
You don't want to make a habit of letting great players get out of the building. Just like I said earlier in the week, T's a great player and a guy that does everything the right way and works really hard for it. When you have a guy like that, you just can't let him get out of the building. He's a one-of-a-kind person, one-of-a-kind player, and one that, you know, we really count on and is an integral part of what we do around here.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, when you're trying to throw for 5,000 yards every year and try to move that number up to 40 to 50 touchdowns, yeah, he's real important. We know that. In the NFL, it's a passing league. I mean, we can look at what the Philadelphia Eagles just did by winning the Super Bowl. They had a nuclear weapon in the backfield in Saquon Barkley. But Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the entire game. I mean, if he wasn't on the Cincinnati Bengals, you could take the idea of them going 9-8 or even being able to turn the season around to end up on the positive side of 500, you could throw that completely out the window if he wasn't there. And we had a caller hit us up last week, and I've said this as well. I would hope that Joe Burrow's success didn't peak a couple of years ago at the Super Bowl. You would hope that Joe Burrow competing for the Vince Lombardi trophy wasn't a couple of seasons ago against the Rams. Because the Cincinnati Bengals, they're one of the NFL teams that will scare the living daylights out of you. It's like, hey, how can we take a talent with potential and squeeze the life out of it? How can we take something that has a lot of potential and basically kill it on the spot because of our, well, desire not to spend. How tricky is it? You say, hey, yeah, we'll pay $55 million for a quarterback, but when you come to work, man, you got to buy your lunch. Hey, when you come to work and you want to bring your family to the game, they have to wait outside. These are some of the accusations that have been levied against the Cincinnati Bengals from their own players over the years. And I'm talking about the span of now decades, about how cheap they've been. And so now they got a franchise quarterback, and now they got to go out there and they got to let him have some weapons. Now, Hickey, you brought up and shared a good stat and a good number as it relates to wide receivers getting paid a crap ton of money, making $20+ million and $25 million plus, you know, whether or not it's a good idea. This is what you shared with me today. Only two teams, the Eagles and the Dolphins, have two wide receivers making $25 million plus a season. We know when we go down to Miami, we see we have a Tyreek Hill, and then we have a Waddle. We know when we go to Philadelphia, the team that just won the Super Bowl, we can look at a Smith, and we can look at a Brown, and then we can look at the results. Now, here's the difference I see between both of these. Man, I am not trusting Tua Tagovailoa to last the season. I look at Tua Tagovailoa and I say, this man is the slant king. Like, I got two short-ass wide receivers. They're going to get off the line, hopefully fast, and I have to make an accurate pass. There's a reason why Tua is able to complete a high percentage of his passes, typically between 65 and 70%, because Tua's not dumb enough to stand around in the backfield and try to look down the field. Get the ball to the playmaker right away, snap the ball, throw the ball, keep it moving. And we've seen when Tua has decided to run around, well, let's just say he's paid the consequences with his brain. Jalen Hurts, on the other hand, this man just won a Super Bowl. Man, he's criticized for not throwing a football around enough. And if you got a guy in Joe Burrow who's one of the best passers in the game, we saw what this dude was doing when he was on his way out to do it at LSU. Man, put up ungodly numbers. Give him some weapons to work with. You know, we'll talk about what they're doing in Washington right now, with Deebo Samuel being traded for a fifth-round pick over the weekend. If you got a quarterback, man, you just can't throw him out there and make him go to work with Terry McLaurin. If you got yourself a Lamborghini, you got yourself a Rolls Royce, you got yourself a luxury car, you're not just in no disrespect to all the wonderful mechanics listening to us right now. I'm not going to get my oil changed by, you know, Buddy the Bum walking down the street. I will not do it. The guy who offers to fix your car, no thank you. I mean, if I'm paying all this money, I'm going to make sure I have exquisite care. Give Joe Burrow some weapons to work with. They got T. Higgins now for one more year. Are they going to come to an agreement with him by the time we get to the summertime, by we get to July? I doubt it. Ja'Marr Chase is going to get his money. They're going to pay him 40 plus. It's going to start there. You're going to pay him 40? And you're going to come to an agreement with T. Higgins on what, 30, 35? And then you're going to pay Trey Hendrickson? I don't see it. Good luck with Joe Burrow. Hopefully the Bengals can fix the defense this year and that they can go for broke on the offensive side of the ball. That T. Higgins, eventually he'll be replaced. And by the time we get to next season, he's going to have to find that big contract and that big deal elsewhere, because the Bengals, realistically, I'd be shocked if they come to an agreement on a long-term deal. It just doesn't seem plausible. The zebra doesn't change his stripes, and the Bengals, well, they're not a zebra. They're just a cheap cat. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, every now and then they wear that white. They wear the white stripes every now and then.
Yeah, those are pretty fresh, once or twice a year.
Yeah, badass, yeah. not that cheap. We can, you know, switch up the uniforms every now and then. I'm surprised they just don't make the guys wear the same uniforms every week.
From like 1985, so just roll them out there, just rip off the back of the nameplate on the back and just, you know, new name but same number.
Oh,
I'm surprised. I'm with you. Like high school.
Restitch the jerseys. It seems like a very Bengals thing to do here. Very Bengals thing. And 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. I just hope that Joe Burrow doesn't end up like Carson Palmer. That Joe Burrow doesn't wake up one day and go, you know what? I've played at a high level here. And y'all haven't given me no help. We saw that with Carson Palmer. He said, I wanted to get out of here. Give this guy some help, something to work with. But T. Higgins, I don't think they're giving this guy a long-term deal. They could scream as much as they want about how they want to keep him. I don't see it happening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you we got a busy show. Major League Baseball, well, legend. Johnny Damon, two-time World Series champ. Johnny Damon's going to come through and join us later on in the show. Next hour, in about an hour from now, we're going to have a chat with Jeff Howe. Covers all things NFL for The Athletic. A couple hours from now, we'll have a conversation with Justin Termini, who hosts NBA Today on SiriusXM NBA Radio. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about some football. I'm going to get to your phone calls, and then I want to talk about someone who, I guess by matter of showing up, he has increased his draft stock and odds over the weekend. And he was already expected to go high, potentially number one. We got a lot to get into. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Earlier today, we learned that the Cincinnati Bengals, yeah, they franchised T. Higgins. They have until the middle of July to come up with a long-term extension. Otherwise, he plays this season for $26 million. It seems more than likely something that the Bengals will do. I'd be shocked if they give T. Higgins a deal before they give Ja'Marr Chase his. Let's just put that out there. And for the defense that can't afford to leave Trey Hendrickson and let his 17.5 sacks go out the building, T. Higgins is going to have to wait a while. That's some news that came through and dropped earlier today. And if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, yeah, you try to keep these guys as long around as long as possible, because Joe Burrow, this man needs help. He doesn't need to be out there on an island just trying to figure out if he's throwing the ball to me or Ryan Hickey. That's not gonna work. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I do want to talk about a few things that took place over the weekend with the NFL Combine. Let's go ahead and hit your phone lines up. Jerry is calling us from South Carolina. Jerry, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my phone call. How you doing, buddy?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I want to talk about the yeah, with the situation, first of all, with T. Higgins, the Bengals keep him, at least for this year here. I know it's going to be unlikely they're going to sign him to a long-term deal. Yeah, teams out there looking for wide receivers during the NFL free agency period about to start next week, which is, I think, the 12th. Teams like Texans, the Chargers, and the Broncos definitely in need of a wide receiver, a top-notch wide receiver. Going to be interested to see what happens with Cooper Kupp and the Rams, what kind of agreement they come to since they kept Stafford. If they keep Kupp,
well,
I don't know what that
they've made
Texans, Broncos, or Chargers in.
They've made it clear that, and that is news that we obviously learned over the past few days, that Matthew Stafford, he is not going anywhere. He is going to stick around. And we don't know the specifics yet on the contract or what the number is. It was reported that he wanted $50 million. I always found it to be a bluff that he was going to go anywhere. But the Rams have pretty much said, we're going to let Cooper Kupp walk on out the door. Not necessarily walk out the door, but they're going to go ahead and trade him out of the building. And when you think about some of the wide receivers that will be available this year, I feel like we got a lot of names that are just switching places after suffering injuries. So we got Chris Godwin, who broke his ankle last year from Tampa. We know what he does opposite Mike Evans. Well, he's older. He got a broken ankle. We saw Amari Cooper end up in Buffalo. He ain't necessarily have the best go around there. Stephon Diggs is coming back from a torn knee. He may not even start the season. DeAndre Hopkins just tried to go for broke, winning a championship with Kansas City. That didn't happen. So there's I don't know if we got a guy who's just going to solve things. We've heard over the weekend that even Seattle, they're looking at Jackson Smith and Jigba, and they're looking at their wide receiver room, and they're saying, man, we got to keep the younger guy. We may have to make some trades. So,
yeah, DK Metcalf could be on the trade block, too, from what I heard.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you got to pick between him and Jackson Smith and Jigba, you're going to keep the younger one.
Right, exactly.
So it's a tough space right now when it comes to wideouts, to be honest, Jerry. And I think we've moved into a place in the NFL. People want to draft them. Like Devontae Adams, you know, we'll talk about him later in the show. You know, he developed
them through the draft. Right.
But Adams is going to be free too. I don't know if he's going to follow Aaron Rodgers around. I don't even know if that'd be the wisest idea, but We're going to have a lot of old names that are just, I feel like, switching places. Hey, Jerry, thank you for calling from South Carolina,
man. Yes, sir. You're welcome.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it is going. Hickey, there's no standout. Am I missing, like, if a Metcalf gets traded, and I don't know if that'll be the case, like, that'll be a big name. But I don't think the guys who can just go out and freely sign, I don't want to say they got a little stink on them, but these guys are a little bit older. They've been through some things.
No, they have, and that's part of the reason why I think, right, you see in free agency at receiver, but really kind of almost any position, a lot of the guys that actually do reach free agency have some sort of mark against them, production, injuries, age, right? Like, usually, if you are young and productive, even if you're on the move, right, you're most likely traded. You're not going to just be able to sign them for free in free agency. So you're right, like, any of these guys you're talking, I think Devontae could be a good bargain. I think that's a guy maybe that, you know, would be probably the best receiver on the actual free agent market once the Jets eventually cut him. But, like, other than him, in terms of, like, actual production, like you said, that's just available in free agency. Not many out there around.
Slim. What's left of Hopkins? You know, Cooper surprisingly didn't I don't want to say execute, but didn't perform up to what you thought he would, and he has a little bit of an issue with drops. So we'll see what happens and how things shake when it comes down to free agency, when it comes to wide receivers. This is why when you're the Cincinnati Bengals, and we know Ja'Marr Chase is in a space all of his own, probably with Justin Jefferson. But T. Higgins, on a lot of other teams, T. Higgins would be a number one wideout. And so the Bengals have to go ahead and figure that out. But as I mentioned, a lot of teams want to build through the draft, whether they're selecting a wide receiver, whether they're getting a quarterback. And that's how quarterbacks end up in a league, as they get drafted and teams pray to God that they end up being able to deliver. And so over the weekend, Cam Ward coming out of Miami, I don't want to say he was the flavor of the week, but when you read some of the comments and how he was just evaluated, people are going head over heels. How about this? Connor Hughes of SNY covers all things with the Jets and the Giants. He says, after speaking with scouts, GMs, and executives, head coaches, and others, they said that there was no better prospect than Cam Ward at the quarterback position. Okay, Zach Jackson of The Athletic says it's now thought that Cam Ward is the only top-tier quarterback in this class, and that there seems to be a clear separation at this stage between Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated says it's pretty clear to me that Ward is the top quarterback in the draft class, and that it's Ward and then everyone else. I even saw a story. Hickey, did you see the story where they said Cam Ward, his hand grew another, I don't know, quarter of an inch or something like that?
I didn't see that one, but I saw Jalen Milroe basically grew an inch from the Senior Bowl, allegedly.
Well, they just doing hand. I mean, they got exercises for these things, you know?
They do. You can expand your hands bigger than I ever thought you could.
Well, I guess if you got a couple of months and it's the different factor between making money and not, it's just, and stretch my hands out. Why the hell not? Cam Ward certainly believes in his ability. We saw what he did in Miami, more than 4,100 yards passing, 36 touchdowns. And people look at what he does with his arm. People look at what he does with his feet. And you would be enamored. And so in the case of Shedeur Sanders, when you don't compete, man, he would have ran maybe even more of a risk of looking inferior to this guy from a physical standpoint, from an athleticism standpoint. And now they already talks about, oh, he's going to fall. And I'm like, no, I don't think this guy's going to fall. I'd be surprised if Shedeur Sanders goes past the Raiders. He has a pre-existing relationship with Tom Brady. And if he's there for the taking, you don't think Tom Brady thinks that, hey, I know the guy. I already communicate with the guy. I know his dad. I can get the most out of Shedeur. I think Tom Brady, I don't want to say he's that arrogant, but I think he would certainly be that full of himself. And so not a surprise that Cam Ward is being looked upon as the guy right now. There's even stories that are coming out that say the New York Jets would be interested in getting Cam Ward. Of course, everybody is going to be interested. Is he going to fall past the Tennessee Titans? Is he going to fall past the Browns? Is he going to fall past the New York Giants? The Patriots don't need a QB. The Jaguars don't need one. The Raiders pick at 6. The New York Jets would have to trade up out of the 7th spot to get their hands on Cam Ward. And Cam Ward is playing the game because this man stood in front of a microphone. And Cam Ward actually said that the Jets are an attractive landing spot. He must not read the news. Listen to this.
Be elite, especially with the receiver core they have, the defense they have. Being able to talk with their head coach for the first time was exciting. And so, you know, I think the Jets are, you know, not too far off. Maybe a couple pieces. You know, I'm just hoping I can be one of them.
Yeah, I heard the New York Jets were one veteran quarterback away. And how did that turn out? Yeah, you can get the ball to Garrett Wilson. That'd be nice. But he's playing the game, as he should. You're not going to lop a team off from a potential competitor. You want all the teams in a feeding frenzy to go ahead and add you. And how about he did that as well? Cam Ward said last week on Pro Football Talk, he said, look, I don't care what NFL team adds me. They're getting a winner.
Whether it's the Titans, the Browns, Giants, Raiders, whether, you know, what other team, and he's a quarterback, I think I'd be a part of, you know, everybody's solution. The pick will never mean anything. Whether the draft was 20 years ago to this draft, the pick will never mean nothing. The only difference between the first round and a 7th round pick is a signing bonus. At the end of the day, you got to go prove that every time you step on the field. And, you know, you always got to remember, you know, that there's somebody always want to, you know, get behind you and try to catch up. So, you know, I'm willing to, you know, put that work in to, you know, put myself, my family, my teammates in, you know, good situation.
A smart guy. He's like, hey, I know I got a show. Hickey, is that the that got to be the opposite of what Jamarcus Russell thought when he was on his way into the league, right? Right? He's like, somebody will take my job. I got to keep my job. Like, Jamarcus is like, what day do I get paid?
And how little can I do to make sure that I still get paid every, you know, every 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's just like me in college and stuff. I was paying them. Touche. What the heck is this guy? Mark Williams the past 3 games, I guess, until he gets hurt. But anyway, we'll get into some basketball stuff later on in the show. Cam Ward certainly jumping up everybody's draft board as much as he could jump up. It's been said for weeks that this guy is going to be the first quarterback selected. And no new news. Nothing. As far as I'm concerned, everybody went out to the combine and got cold. That's it. Nothing else. No breaking news, no nothing. Outside of Deebo Samuel being traded, and we'll get into that at the top of the hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, speaking of Las Vegas, there's a free agent quarterback who can actually sign with Las Vegas. Would that stop Las Vegas from drafting Shedeur? I'm going to tell you what QB might end up working for Tom Brady. And no, it's not Aaron Rodgers, not him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll tell you who that QB is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We learned earlier today that T. Higgins has been tagged by the Cincinnati Bengals. We went through the entire weekend watching the Underwear Olympics take place in Indianapolis, Indiana's NFL Combine. Finished up yesterday. And then the next thing you know, we're going to continue to move towards free agency. Next week, teams can start picking up guys that they would find attractive. We just talked about a bunch of wide receivers who I don't know how attractive they are given their age and some of their injury histories. Guys like DeAndre Hopkins, he says he's not done. He has something left in the tank. We got a guy like Amari Cooper. He's not free to sign wherever the hell he wants to go. These are guys who have typically played for contenders that are just they're playing musical chairs right now. And it's not just the wide receivers. We have veteran quarterbacks who have they've bumped up their stock over the past year, and now they have an opportunity to move on as well. And there is no quarterback who has positioned himself. Well, he kind of failed at the end, but there's not a quarterback who had a better season in a quote-unquote prove-it type year, free agent year, than Sam Darnold. We know ultimately he was supposed to be out there with J.J. McCarthy trying to compete for the job, maybe keep the job and seat warm until he was ready to take over in his rookie season. J.J. couldn't even make it to the regular season. He didn't even get through the preseason. He didn't get through training camp. And so Sam Darnold was bestowed the job. And for a 27-year-old quarterback who had to start his career playing for the New York Jets, he was able to turn things around here. Sam Darnold had himself a year, 4,300 yards passing, 35 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. He did everything except for, I don't know, win in the stretch. Losing to the Lions, losing to the Rams, costing himself, I don't know, $10, $15 million a year. He just played for $10 million. And so Sam Darnold is going to make more money this upcoming season, regardless of where he ends up. Will that be back with the Minnesota Vikings? Probably unlikely. You'll probably receive more money and a better price from another team. And so where is Sam Darnold going to go? Ben Gosling from the Star Tribune, he talked about Sam Darnold and some of his options to make some cash. Listen to this.
I wonder about the Raiders. I don't think it's a great situation in terms of the personnel, but you know, new organization, getting to work with Tom Brady in whatever capacity that looks like, I think that would be an interesting place for him to go. I think Tennessee is the other one that maybe makes some sense. I don't know how he'd feel about that, but I think it's a possibility.
Yeah, you don't know how you feel about that? You know why you said that? Because that team sucks. Like, I'm going to work for Tom Brady. Before I take a look, and if you're Sam Darnold, you don't want to just go to teams and cities. We are basically keeping the seat warm for the incumbent. Where you're just trying to hold somebody's hand until they hand a job over. Like, you want somewhere where you can get the money and say, I got the job. You know, for as wishy-washy as Geno Smith is as a player, he's been able to hold on to that job in Seattle. Does anybody look at Geno Smith and say, oh my God, this guy's going to win us a championship? No. But if you're Sam Darnold, you got to look at what Geno Smith has done and say, man, I can do that and some. And when you think about the Las Vegas Raiders specifically, they do have Jacoby Myers. They do have Brock Bowers out of Georgia who decided to catch every single pass thrown his way. Like, they got something to work with. And I'll say this again. They got Tom Brady. Now, there's no guarantee that Tom Brady, the executive, is going to work out the same way the quarterback. Probably hardly that being the case. But what better situation there is to work for the greatest of all time? And so we don't know what the Raiders are going to do at number seven. But if I am Sam Darnold and I have the opportunity, I'm taking that job. Another opportunity they've talked about, I'm not going anywhere near this. It's the New York Giants. Why would Sam Darnold want to torment himself by going back to New York? Now, I understand it is the New York Giants. It's not the New York Jets. Why do you want that the same scrutiny? Why do you want to go back to that house of horrors where you threw all those interceptions? Like, if I'm Sam Darnold, I'm staying clear the hell out of New York or New Jersey, whatever the hell you want to call it. There's not a NY that I want to wear on my helmet. It doesn't matter if it's the Jets or the Giants. I'm staying clear the hell away. Go to Las Vegas. Nice in the desert. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dave is here from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dave.
JR, tell me you agree with me, man. I'm a draft junkie, and I have purposely looked over 12 different mock drafts, and they're all over the map. And tell me this, JR, the two out of the three teams in the first round has to take a quarterback.
You would think that Tennessee and Cleveland would take quarterbacks, absolutely.
Well, that's what I was getting at, but getting to Travis Hunter, I've been watching the NFL since the 72 Dolphins. This Travis Hunter, I will say, is Deion Sanders. Whoever picks up this guy is going to, when all said and done, 15 years from now, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
I mean, we had Champ Bailey in here a couple of weeks ago, and Champ didn't go that far, but when you think about the comps, Champ is obviously one of the most accomplished cornerbacks that the NFL has ever seen. And he had high praise for what Travis Hunter's been able to do. Travis is coming from right here outside of Atlanta in Georgia.
Jared, do you agree with me? I played high school football in the 70s, man. I think cornerback position, besides maybe being a pitcher in baseball, is one of the toughest positions to play. And I have watched Travis Hunter's last 2 years, the position that he plays, and I look at Deion Sanders.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can look at – well, we saw Deion pretty much return kicks. We didn't see him all the time going out there and playing the way that Travis Hunter wants to play on both sides of the football. So, and playing cornerback, yeah, you're playing a position where you're going to get beat. You can talk about being a starting pitcher. Yeah, well, what does a good starting pitcher mean? Nowadays, I'm going to give you six innings, and I give up, what, three or four runs? What are they calling a quality start now? Like, you're there to fail. And you think about some of the numbers that wide receivers put up. What's an ideal game for a wideout? 8 to 10 catches, 100 yards plus receiving, one touchdown a game? Like, somebody had to get burned on the defensive side of the ball to get that. And I've shared with you some of the numbers from Travis Hunter here. Like, no, nobody threw the ball his way in college. They didn't even bother throwing the ball. I'm not going to put this guy, I guess, the most recent cornerback that we've had, Darrell Revis and Revis Island. It's like nobody threw the ball his direction. I'm not putting Travis Hunter there. But if you pay attention to some of the metrics, they say he's a little taller than what people thought. He's a little heavier than what people thought. And yeah, he's going to go high. It's just a matter of what numbskull team says, hey, you know, we'll go ahead and take him. And maybe it's not a numbskull team. You know, I talked about the New England Patriots. They don't need a quarterback. They select at number 4 overall. And let's also be real. Depending on who you ask, most people say that the quarterbacks are not the creme de la creme. You have Cam Ward, who we just discussed, and you have Shedeur Sanders. That's a wide gap between Shedeur maybe falling to 6 at the Raiders. If you're the New York Jets, are you taking a quarterback if you're the Jets? I'd probably add Justin Fields. I'd get a young guy and see if I could sink or swim or lose with him. At least he's somewhat proven, more proven. You know what he is. You know what he isn't. Rather than saying, oh, well, I'm going to take Jackson Dart. What the hell would you do that for? And then the New York Jets, they got a Hickey. Is it? What's the guy? He's from Florida State. He blew out his leg last year.
Jordan Travis.
Yeah, they got him. They got him in mothballs and cobwebs. I don't know if he's big enough to play in the NFL, but they certainly selected and drafted him as a project. But, well, the New York Jets fired everybody, including the GM, Joe Douglas, and then also the last head coach, Rob Saleh. So he may not even be worth a damn at this point to the new regime. Point being, if you're not selecting a QB at the top, you may want to wait. Like even somebody like Jackson Dart, just because he threw over the weekend, people are falling in love with him. Oh, my God, we got to sign him. Oh, my God, we got to have him. It's tricky at the top. If I'm the Jets and I stick at 7, I ain't taking no QB. Not at all. Patriots don't need one. Hickey, I would be surprised, because we are really going to find out how people feel. I think Travis Hunter is going to end up with the Patriots at 4.
And honestly, I would consider that a steal. Wow. Because that means at least, I mean, obviously Abdul Carter, I think, is a great talent. But that means if he's dropping a 4, we're talking about at least then 2 quarterbacks going.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't feel...
We know the Browns are going to take a QB. I would say somehow, some way, the New York Giants are likely to take a QB. And the Tennessee Titans, if they stay in the spot, I don't know. Are they taking Travis Hunter number 1 overall? I don't know. Like, do I want that? Am I prepared to say, hey, I'm going to... Because if the Titans select anybody but a quarterback at number 1, I think the Titans are basically saying, we're going to tank for 1 more season and then try for a quarterback next year. People aren't trying to build Rome in a day. It's not fix the whole world in 1 NFL draft. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. You know, speaking of getting a quarterback some help, we're going to talk about a QB who just got himself a dynamic wide receiver, or at least they hope. Don't move. I'll tell you who it is.